Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Today's topic hits close to home for a lot of us, navigating grief and finding hope again. Ever felt like life got knocked off its axis? Like the ground beneath you just disappeared? That heavy weight settling in your chest, making it hard to breathe, to think, to even smile sometimes? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there, staring down the abyss of loss, wondering if we'll ever see the light again. But here's the thing, folks, grief is a journey, not a destination. And just like any journey, there are twists and turns, unexpected detours, moments of pure exhaustion, and then glimpses of beauty you wouldn't have seen otherwise. This podcast isn't about sugarcoating things or pretending that pain magically disappears. It's about acknowledging the reality of grief, accepting it as a part of life, and finding ways to move through it with grace and resilience. So grab your favorite mug of coffee, settle in, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways that might just help you find that flicker of hope again. Firstly, remember that there is no right or wrong way to grieve. It's a deeply personal experience, unique to each individual. Some days you might feel an overwhelming sense of sadness, while other days you might be surprisingly okay. Don't judge yourself for having good days and bad days, for laughing one moment and crying the next. This roller coaster is part of the process, and it will eventually level out. You know that feeling when you just need to let it all out? Sometimes a good cry is exactly what your soul needs. Don't bottle it up. Secondly, allow yourself to lean on your support system. Talk to friends, family, or even a therapist. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly cathartic and remind you that you are not alone in this journey. Remember those people who showed up for you when you needed them most? Now is the time to let them show up for you again. Thirdly, honor the memory of your loved one in ways that feel meaningful to you. Create a scrapbook, plant a tree in their name, or simply talk about them with others who knew and loved them. These acts of remembrance can help keep their spirit alive and bring comfort during difficult times. Ever think about those little quirks that made them so unique? Share those stories. Those little details are what truly make a person unforgettable. Fourthly, practice self-care. This is crucial, folks. Grief takes a toll on your physical and emotional well-being, so prioritize activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and engage in hobbies that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential for healing and growth. Lastly, find hope where you can. It might be in the smallest things, a beautiful sunrise, a kind gesture from a stranger, or even just the feeling of warm sunshine on your skin. Sometimes, it takes looking closely to see the light shining through the cracks. Let me tell you about Sarah. She lost her husband suddenly last year, leaving her with 2 young kids and a mountain of grief to climb. At first, everything felt overwhelming, the sadness, the loneliness, the fear of facing life without him. But slowly, she started finding little glimmers of hope. She joined a support group, where she connected with other grieving mothers who understood her pain. She rediscovered her love for painting and found solace in creating art that reflected her emotions. And most importantly, she focused on cherishing the memories of her husband and raising their children with the love and strength he had instilled in them. Sarah's story reminds us that even in the darkest of times, hope can be found. It might not always be easy to see, but it's always there, waiting for us to discover it. So, remember these key takeaways. Grief is a journey, not a destination. Lean on your support system. Honor your loved one's memory, practice self-care, and find hope where you can. Let's get real, life throws curveballs, sometimes knocking the wind right out of us. But we're stronger than we think. We have the power to navigate these difficult times with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of humor. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. And if there's one thing I want you to take away from today's episode, it's this. Find that hope. It's there, waiting for you to embrace it. Now go out there and thrive. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little bit of encouragement today, and leave a review if you enjoyed the show. I'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of Survival Mode Exit and Thrive Mode Activated.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.